Hey guys, Alan Hilsinger here, dialing in from Singapore, and it's today's Take Action call. Super, super excited. I know there's people that are listening to this call that are all over the globe now, from America through to Australia, Asia, Colombia, all sorts of places. So excited to bring this call to all of you guys out there. And what makes it even more exciting for me today is that I have one of my very best mates in life who's had a massive, massive impact on Larry and my life over the last 3 years. And he is a 4-star Golden Circle and one of the most amazing people at the topic that we are going to be talking about today, which is how to connect with people on the phone. And it's probably one of the, these days, in the social media technology world, one of the most underutilized skills you can possibly have. And he's the absolute master at it, in my mind. So big welcome to Catch Blackburn. How are you?
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good, buddy.
Yeah,
good,
doing really
good.
Well.
Mate, appreciate you jumping on this call. And as I said, I think we've got had such a big focus on social media and people using technology these days that one of the skills that's really not utilized as much. And for Larry and I know we've learned more from you about how to use the phone and when to use the phone, and certainly was very uncomfortable doing so in the early stages of our business and sharing Isagenics, and it's completely changed our lives, some of the things you've taught us, and I'm pumped for you to share with everybody else today some of those skills, and hopefully we can get some people leaving this call and jumping straight onto the phone to another call, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, and I do know that a lot of people use social media, and that's an amazing tool that is a huge advantage for us, particularly in Isagenics. And I found the combination of using social media and the phone was just, it amped the impact of it up. So pleasure to give some tips away for people today to be able to take their businesses
awesome.
To the next level.
Mate, before we get started, I know it's been a while since you've done a Take Action team call, and the last time you did one, mate, we were inundated, I know, and you were inundated in particular with people just loving what you shared. But before we get right into it, would you mind just sort of just taking some of the people on the call back to how you began Isagenics, and also a little bit about your background and one of the reasons that you are so good at coaching people in relation to obviously how they talk to people on the phone and talk to people in general? That'd be awesome if you could.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, I got introduced to Isagenics by you back in January 2014. But previous to that, I'd spent the last sort of 14 to 15 years really hungry to learn and to master the skills of how to win friends and influence people. If you haven't read the book, go and do that. But really, I come across network marketing in my early 20s and probably like a few people on the call was really just ignorance on fire. I had no idea about the profession. I had no real skill set at the time. I was just excited and went and did the usual thing and vomited all over my friends, and my friends wanted nothing to do with it. And it just made me more hungry and determined to become, you know, a professional. And I tried a number of different companies over a period of probably 10 years and just never really had any success. And then I also, from a profession and a career, I worked with a small business coaching college in as a consultant to go out and chat with thousands and thousands of small business owners. So I really fell in love with people who wanted more out of life and was just fired up to be around passionate, positive people out there to make a difference. And, you know, obviously that's how we met and built that relationship. So when you called me in late January in 2014...
I still so clearly remember this call, and I didn't know you were. I didn't know you were smelling me like nothing else either when I was calling. I loved it.
Yeah, because I'd get prospected probably once or twice a week from your typical, you know, you'd be great in my team. You know, I've got a business opportunity for you. And as soon as you mentioned those words, I was like, oh, here we go again. This is network marketing, isn't it? I'm not really interested. I don't have the time, and that stuff doesn't really work. And you know, but in all credit to you, like one of the approaches which we'll touch base on later on is, you know, we had a respect for a business relationship, and that opened up the door enough for us to catch up and have a coffee and actually catch up with Jackson, funny enough. And then, you know, the relationship opened the door up, and, you know, I was open enough to trying the products and continue to use the products for a few months, and then you know, a family event led us to putting on a lot of weight and taking a step away from my traditional business and really not being in a great space emotionally and mentally, and coming back from a sort of a 2 or 3 week break away from the everyday life, my traditional business had gone backwards significantly and my health had gone backwards. So I was really open to just getting things back on track with my health. And that's ultimately where it started. I put a before photo up on Facebook and said, look, I want to stay committed to this, hold me accountable, which also worked from a curiosity point of view and also worked from an eyeballs point of view of when I did get on and use the phone, that people were asking me about it straight away as well. So it made it easier to kind of bring the subject up for a lot of people because they'd seen my before photo, they'd started to see my journey and they were encouraging me, and that kind of opened up the door anyway. So that's kind of how we got started. You know, we just started literally with a health transformation. I had phenomenal results using the product, and then I just wanted to share this with as many people as possible and as effectively as possible. So that's kind of how we got started.
I think that's a lot, probably a little bit of a lesson there before we get right into the calls too, Catch, is as I just listen back to it, it's awesome just hearing how, like, just thinking back how that all progressed was that not everyone builds this business straight away either. It's like you enjoyed the products for a few months when you first started, but you still didn't share and build the business. And it wasn't until, as you said, your own life events, and we always hear about, you know, the ebbs and flows of life, and that's like when we are prospecting people to start the products, it's no different for the business really, is it?
And that's one thing, just to edify our relationship, like you know, we stayed in touch and you stayed connected with me while I wasn't looking. So when I was looking, then we had the relationship was already amplified, you know, like it was already there. It was already, the respect was there, you know, and you respected where I was at on my journey as well. So,
yeah, definitely. Yeah. So getting into it, I know, because everyone's sitting on this call and they're like, okay, so how do we make these calls? How do I take my business to the next level? Take us through it, Catchy. What are the key components that people, if you're on this call, listening to this call, grab a notebook, because I know Catch is about to just drop nugget after nugget after nugget and he doesn't slow down. So grab your notebook and get ready. Where does it all start?
Yeah, definitely. And I'm so the first thing for me is always about the context you're coming from. And I know a lot of people are scared by the phone, and it's like a snake. It's like they look at it and they literally start breaking out in a sweat. So, you know, I want to sort of address the different areas that people are, you know, whether you're at that end of the scale or whether you're quite comfortable on the phone or, you know, anywhere in between.
I just felt some heads just nodding here, Catch. I just felt, I felt, as you said, uncomfortable. I felt some stomachs churning, some heads nodding. Yep. Oh, my gosh, that's me.
Yeah, it's kind of up there with public speaking, right? Like sometimes people just... But I think that comes down to the context you're operating inside of too. So the first thing I always address when I'm looking at getting on the phone is, you know, really looking at what context am I coming from. And I'll give you an example of what I mean by that. So, Alan, and if you're listening to this, if you want to hold up two fingers in front of you, kind of like a V with your, you know, your fingers. And, you know, if I said to you, okay, the context is animals, what do you see?
Bunny rabbit.
Yep. Great. And then the context is Roman numerals?
5?
Yep. That's right. Great. And the context is...
Well.
I was wondering how... I was thinking you don't have to be smart to build this business. We both had to check in. and then, you know, if I said the context is the 1970s, you know, there's a bit of, you know, friendly love and music in the background, maybe a bit of smoke drifting through, you're holding up in the air, what do you see?
Besides Jen Jeffries?
In the beanbag,
peace.
Yeah. So it's peace, right? So, well, nothing actually changes about the two fingers that you've got. You know, if I said skin color, you'd say, you know, brown or white. In your case, very white. but if you have a look, the context decides everything. So first of all, I just want to address the context at which you're using these techniques and these skills and the content inside of this message is really that the context decides everything and it communicates the most. You know, only 7% of what we say communicates and 38% of how we say it and 55% is who we're being when we communicate that.
Can you just repeat those back, catchy? Because I know I was writing them down. There's probably people that run that.
So it's 7% is what you say. So the actual words you're using. Yeah, 7%. That's why you don't usually remember.
What you say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Far out.
And then 38% is how you say it. So it could be the tonality. It could be the body language. Obviously very important to nail those, which we'll talk about later on. But 55% is your way of being or the context that you're coming from that communicates. And so it's really critical to create a powerful space. Now, obviously, when you're making calls on the run and you get good at this, you can click your fingers and straight away you're coming from that space. I mean, I know I can take a call on the run and kind of create the right mindset. But for me, what I do is
to interrupt you because I'm just like, as I'm listening to this again, and I know I work with you a lot and you coach me a lot on this, I'm just like going, it's only really right now as you're just saying this, I'm clicking going, so often before we make a call, I'm like, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? What am I going to say? And that's only 7%. It just literally really sunk into me just then as I'm writing them down, going far out. So genuinely, what you say is kind of irrelevant in comparison to the rest of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, it's perfect because most people do get stuck on, I don't know what to say, so they don't say anything. They don't take the action.
Mm.
Where it's actually what communicates is your context, the way of being that you are. And sometimes that's hidden and you're not aware of it, but it still communicates. So for me, I have a context called people love me and I love people. And I exist to empower and enable people to fulfill on whatever they're up to in life, and I'm here to serve and make a difference. So that's kind of my context that I'm coming from. So you can imagine me saying exactly the same words, even maybe the same tonality, but if I'm coming from that space versus I'm out to get a double PIB or rank advance or I really want to get someone in my business, you know, so that to me is really getting clear on why you're doing something and who you are for people and who people are for you and what's the kind of impact and what's the kind of message you want people left with. You know, for me, it's that people left valued and that I really care about. So that's kind of the context to start off with. And then the second thing I look at, which is I think the context and the intention are probably the two most important things that you can do. And when I say intention, I mean, what is it really the outcome that you're looking to achieve on the phone? What's the ideal scenario? And for those of you who haven't read GoPro by Eric Worre, go and do that. It's a phenomenal book. But he talks about really the being the messenger, not the message, and being that the opportunity is to get someone to have be exposed to a tool, be open to having a look, and then to move them to the next exposure. And I'm really, I struggled at that at the start because of my background in direct sales and business coaching and so on. I loved having conversations with people. So I would literally get on the phone and have an hour conversation. And, you know, yes, I'd be effective in them starting the business and like they'd get started on the products, but it wasn't duplicatable. Those people didn't then think that they could do the same. And they probably couldn't because they hadn't had the same level of training that I had. So it actually, even though it was effective in my business, it actually slowed down my business as well. You know, and it's why I believe that you don't need to be good at sales. Actually, sometimes it's better that you're not trained in sales because sales people really need to unlearn some bad behaviors that don't work in network marketing. And so for me, creating a really clear intention, and that might be to, you know, build a relationship, acknowledge the relationship, and then see if they're interested in having a look, check in with their health, and the ultimate intention is to book a three-way call or add them into the Facebook group and book a time to follow up. You know, those sort of things are great intentions to move the next process forward. So that's, for me, those two going hand in hand. The context you come from, and what are you out to cause?
If you're someone that's really scared on the phone, catchy. This is really landing for me, and I'm just thinking about some other people as well. But if you're pretty new, you're not used to the phone, you've been using social media pretty much the whole time. And knowing this even more, like 7% is what you save. Like if you're sending only Facebook messages, then the way it's landing is probably not really the intent that you've got it on all the time. Like what, how do you prepare? Like, is there a how-to? Like, do you have any, do you write it down? Like, do you write the name down and then put a few notes down there in regards to how you're going to be or what the intent of the call is? Or what's like, do you have a little catch hack or hashtag catch hack? For people to actually get started and make those calls?
Yeah, it's probably a good idea if you're real, like if you struggle with the phone or you're scared of it, to actually, first of all, deal with the environment. Before you, you know, get good at it, it's going to take a lot of practice. And the only way you can practice is by failing forward. You can't avoid it. This business is all about making mistakes and, you know, there's no such thing as really failing because you're learning as you're growing and you're earning as you're growing as well. So, but when you can set up your environment around you, you know, to eliminate distractions, maybe talk to the family about, you know, you've got some calls to make and can you give daddy or mummy some quiet time, you know, to really get your headspace in. Absolutely, I would have people write down, you know, maybe their why. They're building it, not so much from their own personal reasons, but why they want to make a difference to other people and the impact that they're committed to making. That always helps get in the right headspace and start thinking from how can you help people. And then looking at, you know, for that particular person, who are they for you? You know, like maybe doing a bit of a Facebook stalk and seeing where they're at in their life. And, you know, if they're a mum of two kids and, you know, they've got a beautiful family and you can see that they're struggling for health and energy and, you know that you can kind of have that sort of impact coming from that space of service versus worrying about what am I going to say and am I going to come across salesy. You can start to feel the difference with yourself and stop yourself when you start to feel that way. The other thing is like just dealing with any integrity in the relationship. If you've said that, you know, like let's say someone borrowed $50 from you at a, you know, you're out on the town or, you know, you go out to dinner and you shout them dinner because they left their wallet at home or whatever, and then they never pay you back. And then, you know, a year later you run into them. What's the first thing you think of? It's like, well, you owe me $50 from last time. So true for me, like, if there's anything incomplete in the relationship, you know, if there's things that you, you know, you haven't done that you said you'd do or there's particular things left unsaid or anything like that, it's really great to address those to start off with in your own mindset and also how you want to communicate that to that person so that you're not kind of caught off guard by that when they bring it up and you're not trying to operate over the top of it. So that also helps. And then inside of that, there might be also concerns that you have. So we make assumptions as human beings, just naturally. We have filters that we listen to people through. And I think if you have any concerns like, oh, what are they going to think of me? Or they think I'm going to try and sell them something, or they don't have any money, or they don't have any time, or they're already really healthy, or I know they don't like shakes, or they've made a negative comment before, whatever it is, actually writing that down and just getting that's not real. You know, sometimes we operate over the top of it and the whole time we're kind of speaking into that, you know, versus just getting that's a concern, that's okay, you can put that to the side and create who they are and then share authentically from the heart rather than trying to be up in your own head and trying to figure out the right things to say.
That's awesome, man. That's, you know what's really landing for me is that saying you can't say the wrong thing to the right person, and it really is emphasizing that because you're coming from the right space, if you're always coming from the right space, it doesn't really matter what comes out. And I'm sure other people listening, it's really landing as to why you are so effective on the phone as well. So awesome, man. So from there, what do you do now? You're all set. Is there other things you need to do to set yourself up for the phone calls? What do you need to do?
Yeah, I would look at posture. So just some basic stuff before you get on the phone is standing up versus sitting down. I much prefer standing up. I'm sure there's some science behind it, but just standing up and opening up your kind of shoulders and your chest and chin up really opens up your airway. So you're actually a lot clearer and the posture just communicates over the phone. Smiling. So if everyone smiles now on the phone, it's hard, like you just, you smile, you're naturally, like, it's energetic, it's enthusiasm. Those sort of things communicate across when you're smiling. So, you know, that communicates. I'd also, if you're new to the phones, I would practice a bit of tonality. I've just noticed for myself, if I rang someone and was talking to them in monotone, like, Alan, I have this amazing business opportunity, you're going to be inspired, and I tried these amazing products, like, people just fall asleep. People are not engaged at all. So perhaps practicing your tonality and, you know, up and down and using your voice, even just when you're practicing around your kids, you know, practice being engaging and enthusiastic, you know, as a way to use your words rather than just being monotone. So that's pretty much it before you get on the call. Those kind of key things around setting yourself up for success. And, yeah, the main thing is, I think you said it before, is like, kind of be yourself. You know, really be in the moment of who you are for people and what sort of difference you want to make. And ultimately, we're all human beings. You know, everyone just wants to be listened to. Everyone just wants a friend to talk to. Just connect on that level and be yourself.
That's awesome. So we jump on the call. What do we do?
So for me, I always check in that is now, have they got a few minutes to talk now? And I try and give them a little bit of a reason why they would want that. You know, if I just rang them and said, hey, is now a good time to talk, without giving them a reason why. So I might say, hey, you know, just I would love your help with something. Have you got a few minutes to talk right now? Is now a good time? You know, or I've been thinking about you. I'd love to share something with you. Have you got a few minutes to talk? You know, so it's not just straight out asking them to do something. You're giving them a reason why they would do something. So it's always a compliment when you're thinking about someone and, you know, you want them to share or you want their help. So for me, I'm always checking in straight away. So I think one of the worst things you can do is just start talking to people and they've got kids in the background. They're trying to, you know, get dinner ready. Or, they, you know, they've just had a flustered day at work and you're catching them at a bad time. They're not listening to what you say anyway.
Great points.
And then once, if they say no, schedule a time. If they say yes, then, you know, for me, it's about matching energy for energy. So I'm always about energy plus one. So if they're kind of slow and I know they're a bit... structured personality type, you know, your melancholies, you're really concise and clear, and someone who's maybe an engineer or a lawyer and they like structure, I'll really slow down my tonality and match their energy. Plus one, I'm still a bit enthusiastic and I'm still positive, but I'm not.
So you're trying to bring them just up that fraction as well at the same time? Is that part of the goal? Okay.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because awesome. you can bring their energy up, and then they start. You can slowly bring it up over the call, you know, where they're really engaged and they're lit up and they're excited about something being possible at the end of it. You know, if someone's really positive and energetic, then I'll match that. I'll just make sure that I'm steering the conversation so it's not all over the shop. And then for me, I just love being authentic. I think there's nothing, I did this in the early days where I'd jump on a call and I'd just be generally chit-chatting, and then the moment they even hinted that they needed better health or more energy or losing weight or more money or whatever it is, I'd be like all over it. You know, and then 3 minutes later they realise that, oh, this is the real reason for your call. You were just ringing to try and, tell me something, and, you know, like... You weren't really listening to all the other, was just chit-chat and, you know, it kind of inauthentic chatter just to get to me at this point, you know. I also had the experience of myself of not actually listening to people and just waiting for the chance to actually speak and drop my opportunity into wherever they led the conversation. And the whole time it feels like I'm in my head, I'm not really listening to people. And that didn't work, you know. So for me...
You know what, there's probably a lot of people that are sitting on this call too, Catch, that are going... far out, that's me. I'm always just waiting for the opportunity. I'm talking to people and I'm like, okay, how can I get Isagenix in? How can I get Isagenix in? When can I get Isagenix in?
Yeah. And they even ask, like, even ask certain questions to try and lead them down that path, and then they don't go down that path and you're dirty on them because they didn't follow your lead, you know, like...
and you've totally lost in the conversation.
And then they ask you, it's even worse when they ask you a question and you haven't been listening because you're too busy listening to yourself chatter about how you can get isogenics into the conversation.
How have you overcome that? Like, you were already on the phone and you still experience that. So how did you
The reason for my call is it's an amazing one liner. I don't know. Because aren't they wondering, like, what's the reason for your call? You haven't called me in 3 years. You haven't spoken. We weren't that good friends in school. You know, people respect authenticity and being straight. You know, so if I'm like, look, you know, the reason for my call is, you know, that I've had this phenomenal transformation with my health. You know, I feel amazing. I've lost a bunch of kilos and my energy's gone through the roof. And I've got a real commitment to help people in my life be healthy and have all the energy for what they're up to in their lives. And look, I don't know where you're at with your health, but, you know, you're someone I care about, and I just wanted to check in. Are you looking to make any changes to your health at the moment? You know, so that's what was there for me authentically. You know, that was my commitment to people.
That's awesome. I just want to put this together just for a second, Catchy. So if we're going back and, you know, you haven't spoken to someone for 6 months, 12 months, whatever it happens to be. So just as I'm taking my notes here, you're connecting and you're calling, and the first thing you're actually asking is this a good time for you? I just wanted to talk to you about something important, or I'd like just so you, yep. You're sort of edifying that, and then you're moving straight into it. So you're not fluffing around with, you know, how's the weather, how's the kids, all this kind of stuff. The very first thing you're doing is setting the intention, so there's no awkwardness in the space. Is that pretty much bang bang?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, awesome.
Because we've all been there and gone, you know, so how's things? and then they're thinking, what? This is just weird. You never ring me and just ask me how's things. So what's going on? You know, so absolutely. Absolutely. Beautiful.
Okay, awesome.
That's it.
And then where do you go from there?
So I would then see, look, for me, what we are is the messenger, not the message. You've probably heard it before, you know, we are there to see if they are open to taking a look and making some changes. You know, we're not there to sell. We're not there to convince. You know, really, we're the messenger. So for me, the whole idea is to share, build the relationship, build the rapport and the connection, and then bridge the gap between me sharing and opening that door up to what's in it for them. You know, what's the opportunity for them? So I might share a 30-second story. That's where Facebook comes in handy. If you've done a Facebook stalk and you see that they're a mum and they've lost they've lost their mojo, they've got no energy, they're struggling with the kids, I'm not necessarily going to share my 30-second story. I might share, look, and I've been thinking of you. One of the girls in our team, Lisa McCaskill, she was struggling with her mojo, blah, blah, blah. Now she's lost 18 kilos over a period of time and she feels phenomenal and she's got her mojo back, and I just couldn't help but think of you and your kids. And I don't know, if you're interested or not, if you're looking at making changes or that would make a difference, but I just thought I'd reach out and connect. And so for me, I'm relating to whatever story is going to fit for them, not just talking about myself for 5 minutes.
And you know what the funny part is? Like, as you say this, it's like, most people are actually waiting for somebody else to help them, right? Most people don't go out and seek it and help themselves. That's just, you know, that's just how we are as human beings, that most people are actually waiting for that solution to come to them. And it's really funny because as you say this, it's like, you know, there's probably some people that are thinking, going, oh, my God, is that, you know, too upfront? But at the end of the day, as you said, if you're coming from that way of being, then it's not going to be, because they're not going to pick up on that. And they're going to actually feel that authenticity. And if it's not for them, then big deal. Then I'm guessing you move into just having a normal chat and seeing how they're going. Yeah. Is that?
Yeah. Yeah. Or, yeah, I mean, that might end the phone call either way. You know, like, they might be, look, thanks for thinking of me, but I'm not interested at the moment. I mean, ultimately, people, what I find are left with is that I care about them and that I care about people's health and I'm out to make a difference in the world. You know, and I'm passionate about helping people and sharing, you know. So
do you often get people that have said no coming back to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's where Facebook branding is really on point too, is you can't, and when I said context, like, you can't be creating this amazing context to get on the phone and then your branding's off point. You know, you're complaining on Facebook or, you know, whinging about something or, you know, you're negative on Facebook. So for me, it's all in alignment when you know, your branding's on point, you're sharing with people authentically. They may not be in a looking zone because the reality is most people aren't. They're not, but we're the messenger. That's why when they think of health later down the track, that they're left with how much you care about them and, you know, that they're, that relationship's solid, then they're going to come back to you anyway. And if I could just say on that, like, I think one of the things that communicates and possibly with people early on is that people can get their excitement and energy. People misread that as being attached to them, like that they think that you're attached to them in their business or they're going to be the ones, or, you know, you really want to make a difference to that person, so you're really committed. You know, there's a difference between being committed and being attached. And there's an amazing, what was it, the analogy, the chickens. No, I won't say that. It's the bacon and egg. The one's committed, one's attached. The pig's in. He's got no choice. It's about being indifferent. It's like you're not attached. You're committed. You really want to help people, but I'm not attached. You know, really, at the end of the day, we're just there to connect and offer the opportunity. And if people are open, they're going to take a look. And then if you're really clear on the structure of the phone call, like you're moving them through to an exposure to, you know, a tool or the Facebook groups. And then booking in a follow-up. That's the other thing, is when you finish the call, make sure you book in a time to follow up. There's nothing worse than I'll get back to you and I'll let you know. You know, because then you're kind of left hanging and then you're following them up two or three times and all of a sudden you're annoying. You know,
Is there another catch hack for that? Like, is there a specific way that you are able to end that conversation getting the next follow-up already set?
Yep, it's all about questions you ask. So when I ask someone, so when will you get a chance to have a look at that video I just sent through for you? They might say, oh, look, I'll take a look tomorrow night. And okay, cool, does Thursday or Friday work better for me to follow you up and check in to answer any questions you've got? So I'm leading people with an alternative, you know, and then they might say, well, Thursday works best. And I say, great, does mornings or afternoons work better for you? Mornings or nights, you know, which one's generally suited better for you? And great, okay, well, if I give you a call at 6, or if you want me to call you earlier, 4 o'clock work for you? And I go, 4 o'clock, great, I'll talk to you then. You know, so I lead people with alternate questions. These are all MasterCards, always a great one. Music to my ears.
Right at the end, is it Visa or MasterCard or Amen?
Yeah, yeah.
chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry.
Yeah, yeah. Would you like dark chocolate or milk chocolate for your ice of delight?
You know. 16 shots or 12, I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, it carries on to everything, doesn't it? It's not just about when you're prospecting, it's about when you're helping people get started too. Just easy asking the questions and they flow, don't they? So, you know, like, on that then, Catchy, so, you know, you're going through these conversations. I know it's one thing getting on there. So what I'd also love to know is that there are going to be people naturally, like the numbers are the numbers. There's going to be people that you call and you use the phone and you say, is that something that's interest you? And they're going to turn around. And I know that you have numerous of these conversations and they turn around and they say, you know what? This is perfect timing, Catch, that you've just called me because I've been thinking about, I really am low on energy and I don't have time to be running around with my girls and I need to drop 20 kgs. How do you, like, quite often we're calling and, you know what, it's really sad because we should realistically have a positive intent every time and expect people to say, hey, I do want your help. But it's funny because we're on the phone and we're expecting more people to say no. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, shivers. They do need my help. What do I do? Like, where do you take that conversation on the phone then when you actually get the, I need my help, I need your help?
Yeah. So the flow of the spaces, if you like, or the intentions that you kind of want to fulfill on is that, you know, people feel like there's a safe space to start off with, your own credibility. So that's the relationship and the, you know, where you're coming from and the reason for your call, and that people feel at home. That's kind of the first space you're addressing. And then the second space is like, what's in it for them? What are they looking for? What do they want? that can kind of be a bridge story with a 30-second story and connecting people, you know, to what changes are they looking to make. And then the third space is one of the most important, which is an emotional buy-in, like an emotional connection with why, what's going on for them and why they want to make those changes. And not everyone's going to go through those spaces, you know, straight away. Nicole Robertson's done an amazing podcast on deepening questions, which talks about getting into, rather than just talking on the surface, really getting in and using timeline questioning as well to be able to really deepen the questions and deepen the relationship and deepen the reasons why they would want to change. So they're not making an educated decision based on, you know, like the value of the president's pack and how much money it's going to break down to each day and blah, blah, blah. They're making a decision based on, I'm emotionally connected with what that makes available for me, what's possible, and also I want to avoid what's most likely to continue going on, you know. So those two things, so for me, that podcast is an amazing podcast to really get in and listen to it 10 times if you need to start.
And that's really for anyone that's listening to this, it's Nicole Robertson. And if you search it on the Take Action team on this Podomatic, if you search it, then you'll definitely come up with it as well. It's probably one of the most commonly shared and used podcasts that I certainly use anyway as well, Catch. That's a great lead in for other people. It goes perfectly with what you've been talking about today. It's brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely.
So from there, you go through the deepening questions, we get them started, all the rest of it. Those that don't start and you are following up, like, is there a different way of when you're reconnecting on the follow-up as well? Or what do you do? Like, if people are going cold, oh, I've got so many questions flowing through my head. But let's go first with, like, you've got the follow-up set for Thursday night. How do you then deal with that? Is that like you're calling to close them? Is it calling just to see where they're at? Like, what's the intent? Because I know you're talking about intent before, and I'm guessing the intent is slightly different, even though the way of being is probably still exactly the same. Like, where do you go with that?
Yeah, so definitely depends on the person. Some people, and depends on the conversation too. To mention Nick again, like Nick talked about, if someone shared deeply with you about why they need to change and the impact it's having on their kids' life and, you know, those sort of things, we have a responsibility. You know, it's a privilege to be able to serve people through this business vehicle called Isagenics. And for me, like, that, when we have those authentic, connected conversations, sometimes they're going to be uncomfortable and sometimes they're going to be like you've just had a conversation with your best friend and you've gotten to know this person deeper than probably their friends and people close to them. And to me, we've got a responsibility to be able to serve those people. So, yes, we have a responsibility to follow them up. And I'm following them up, speaking into that. You know, so it really comes down to, like, my intention really is to get them started in a follow-up or move them to the next exposure. You know, it might be that they, you know, they have an objection, I handle the objection and then move them to the next exposure, the next tool, a three-way call, you know, might connect them with someone else in the team, you know, those sort of things. And then, yeah, for me, ultimately we have a responsibility to follow people up. So same again, it doesn't matter what you say. It's who you're being when you come across. So if you're coming across like you're serving that person to help them have more energy with their kids and, you know, how important that is to them, then you can say whatever there is to say in that space.
That's awesome. Absolutely.
I mean,
I just
to give some people like some content, I do like the idea of what did you like the most about the video or, you know, how do you think this system would impact you the most? Like, or what areas do you think it would make a difference for you having more energy? And, like, you know, those sort of low
real positive question I noticed there too, Catherine, those questions.
Yeah, you're kind of leading people, you know.
Yep, definitely. And so I just want to touch on one other thing there, Catch, which I think is something that's really missing for a lot of people. And I know for a long period of time it was certainly missing for myself, is asking also for referrals when people are not interested or using referrals as the actual conversation. Like, can you take it through how you actually use referrals using the phone?
Yeah, probably not nowhere near as good as I need to, that's for sure. That's been a learning curve for me, that I didn't do that in the early days, and even now I'm still not a master at that. For me, it's about sharing like the commitment that I have for people. And I find when people have a genuine relationship and a connection with me, that they're happy to support me. And most people will be happy to support you and your business if you really come from a positive, you know, a passionate, authentic space. Then for me, people are going to share with you, you know, who they think you could impact. So for me, it's about creating that, look, I'm really passionate about helping people. Who do you know that, you know, is looking for more energy? Do you know any single mums out there who, you know, maybe need an extra couple of $100 a week and are, you know, really hungry to have a better life for their kids or whatever? You're creating the kind of impulse and what you're looking for and then asking for people's help. You know, I'd love for you to be able to help me because the only way my business grows is through word of mouth. And obviously, you know me, I'm going to look after them, I'm going to love on them, and I'm going to give them and help them get the best results possible. You know, would you have two or three people in your network that you could introduce me to that, you know, I can share this opportunity with? Yeah, you know, so that would be, you know, one of the conversations that I would have.
That's awesome. Man, I've got a few pages of notes here, and I've heard some of this stuff before, and some of it finally just sunk into my brain. After hearing it numerous times, it's funny how it works like that. So just sort of recap and catch, what are the three key things that people can really hop off this call and, you know, really, I suppose, focus on or implement, or like, where would you like to leave people hopping off this call that they will actually take action? Because it's one thing jumping on this call and, you know, we do this all the time. Like, you have calls on this topic and this topic and this topic, and it's really the people that hop off the call and take the action that we're talking to, because it's pointless. The people that have listened to this call and they're not going to jump on the phone, well, it's really done nothing for them anyway, has it? So
yeah.
What are the three big things that you'd love people to take away from this and actually really go out there and implement, and you know personally that it's going to really make a big difference in their lives and other people's lives?
Yeah. The first thing actually is, and it came about when we were talking early on in the piece, is that what matters is who you are for people and the context you're coming from. That communicates. So, you know, yes, you might not know what to say. You don't even have a clue how to say it because you don't know what you're going to say. But what matters is that you create a real, real empowering context for yourself and the difference you want to make, and who people are for you and who you can be for people. And get on, everyone can do that. You know, whether you're one day in this business or whether you're 5 years or 10 years, everyone can do that. You know, there's no magic formula for say this, say that, because if your context is off, then you're communicating that anyway. So for me, like, number one is that everyone can get on the phone and communicate and share authentically. And that can, you know, once you start doing that, which would be number two, is fail forward. You know, the only way you're going to really master these skills is by getting on the phone and failing forward. And you're going to be sweating, you're going to be nervous, you get, you know, sweaty palms, a dry throat, you're going to stuff it up sometimes. But you know what, like, you're going to have the most delicious conversations where you literally change people's lives and people really feel heard for the first time probably ever in their life. And that's a real gift. That's the real beauty of network marketing, you know. I mean, there's lots of benefits to network marketing, but that's one of the true things that I love about it, is when you can get on and share and open up people's worlds and have amazing conversations. And you're only ever going to do that is if you go through that learning curve of, you know, failing forward. So that's number two, is kind of just get in action. Just stuff it up, man. Have some fun. You know, you're not going to die. You know, and you could have some of the most delicious conversations you've ever had in your life. And then the third one is just keep it simple. You know, it's, you don't need to be an expert at everything. The main game is to really keep it simple and be intentional. Have a clear intention before you get on the call. And then, you know, really make sure you book a meeting from a meeting. You know, so book an exposure from an exposure. So if you add them into the Facebook group and send them a tool, book a follow-up. You know, really keeping it simple so that you know when you get on the phone that's kind of the North Pole that you're working towards. And wherever the phone call goes, that's kind of the radar.
Love it. Love it, man. I've taken, as I said, I've taken so many notes. The biggest thing that really landed for me, and it's like I said, I've heard some of this stuff before and we've chatted before and you've helped me with phone calls, was really, and I hope it's landed for other people, that what you say really doesn't matter. It really is where you're coming from, the place you're coming from, the context you're coming from, and that we've got to get out of our own heads, because I think we're actually spending more time talking ourselves out of making these calls than we actually are getting on the phone and talking to people to help them. So, man, hopefully, well, not even hopefully, I know that there's going to definitely be some people out there that listen to this call that are going to use it and absolutely will change their relationships, change their business, mate. So, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I can't thank you enough for jumping on the call, for sharing. I think we've come up with a new hashtag, catch hack.
Catch hack.
Catch hack. We've got a new catch hack today, so I really, really appreciate it. Is there one last word you want to leave everyone with?
Look, thanks for the opportunity. You know, like, I think that really, as I said on the phone call, like, really, Isagenics is a gift, and it's a pleasure to be able to impact people's lives, and people are hungry for someone to reach out for them, whether they say it or not, or, you know, the people want what we have, and it's really just a matter of sharing from the heart, and you know, what a gift, and how much this can transform people's lives. It's just phenomenal. So, I mean, I know I'm forever grateful you shared with me. So, yeah, just, mate, thanks for the opportunity to share some of the stuff I've learned over the last few years, and no doubt people go and apply it and see what difference it makes for them and their business.
Absolutely love it. Just to finish up on there too, guys, thanks so much again, Catch. For everyone that's on these calls, look, share them around. If you've got people that are looking to, it's not just Catch's phone call. If you go to www.podomatic.takeactionteam.com, as well as the takeactionteam.com website, or on Facebook, Take Action Team. And not only a great call by Catch today, but so many great calls, as Catch said. Nicole Robertson's on there. You know, we've got Dr. Michael Colgan, Lynn Hagedorn. There's so many of the top leaders that are just sharing openly on how to grow your business. So make sure you check all of them out. And have an amazing day. Thanks again, Catchy.
Thanks, buddy. You're welcome.
See ya.
See you, guys.